This is Saturday, the 16th day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 5, 24 through 34. A large crowd followed Jesus and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, and he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." In the religious rules of that day, a woman was considered unclean while she bled. This meant for 12 long years, this woman was ostracized and secluded. That being the case, replay this scene in your mind. See this woman hiding in the shadows, waiting for Jesus to pass by. Consider this woman's courage to fight through the crowd with the glimmer of hope that maybe, just maybe, if she could only touch Jesus' cloak, she might be healed. Replay this scene in your mind through the eyes of this woman. Listen again to God's word. A large crowd followed Jesus and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, and he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." There were many reasons why this woman should not have done this act of faith, but her need was great, and she believed that Jesus could restore her. Not only did Jesus heal her, but notice, Jesus made sure to let her know that he was aware of this touch. Jesus wanted to honor her faith. What needs do you have in your life today? Where have you gone for hope and for healing?
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.